in a group.
Where?
To Roxton, which is near Dallas. And they lived there until the early 1900s anyway. But my great-grandmother was brought up there in this hotbed of South Carolina Mississippians. and she lived there until dashing Louis came whisking along on the railroad and took her off across the country in various parts of Texas. East St. Louis, Ogden, Utah, Salt Lake City, Berkeley, and then back to Texas. And then he died in 1920, and she spent the rest of her life here. Mm-hmm. So that's the and the and my grandmother moved around with them, but she married in 1914 and lived the rest of her life here. She had lived here for a year as a child.
Where did you say your grandmother was born?
She was born in Rockport on one of their peregrinations around the state. Her brother was born in, I think, Coahuila, Mexico. Her sister was born in Cleburne, I believe, which is up close to Dallas.
Tell me about some more details about your grandparents on your father's side. What sort of work did your grandfather do?
Well, he was trained. He had a 2 or 3 year college degree. He had a license as an optician, I think, not optometrist. But as far as I know, he never did that. If he did, it was in Wisconsin before he came to Texas. And he tried his hand at raising oranges, failed totally. So, by pure luck or accident or what have you, he obtained the first Chevrolet distributorship for Eastern Texas. And it took off. I don't have any idea why they would have put the only distributorship in this part of the country in Alvin, Texas, which was no thriving metropolis. But they did. I guess because it was halfway between Houston and Galveston, and they thought they'd get buyers from both towns, and they certainly did. Then he got into insurance and real estate and various other things in Alvin.
Does but your family still have any connection with Chevrolet?
No. He sold the dealership when I was young. I remember the other man who owned it all the time I was growing up, but he still retained the property. And rented them the building.
What was your grandmother's maiden name?
She was Dora.
What kind of name is that?
English.
Do you know where her?
Her people came from Alabama. Warrior, Alabama.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
It's a Black Warrior River.
I don't know exactly. Her mother was a And after they married, I suppose they came to Texas because they were both, well, I don't know, maybe they met in Texas, but they were both from Alabama.
What did your grandmother ever work
outside? Well, she never had a formal job, but she was a mover and a shaker in Alvin, Texas in her time. She was a founder of the public library and on the school board, and she burned the sheets of the Ku Klux Klan in the middle of the street in about 1922, and things of that sort. She was well known. Well, it was, but she was well enough established and certainly confident enough. and oh yes, all my grandparents lived till I was grown.